Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
The Sharks continue their road trip, still looking for their first victory on this swing away from home. After two tough games in Philadelphia and in Pittsburgh, tonight the Sharks go over the state border into Ohio and face off against the Columbus Blue Jackets for the second and final time in this NHL season. You may remember the game on February 17th. It wasn't all that long ago at SAP Center at San Jose, and it was a pretty tight game between these two clubs, but in the final seconds of the third period, Boone Jenner would come up with the victory for the Blue Jackets.
Sharks 3, Blue Jackets 3. Work free off the skate. Barabana put it off the skate of Eklund. Too bad. If he gets that, he could make a play. Instead, the Blue Jackets tried to make the play. Fed ahead to Jenner. He gets the move on Ruder. Goes in with the backhand, and he scores!
Oh, my goodness.
Boone Jenner just wins it for Columbus with 12.9 seconds to go. Only a miracle will get the Sharks back in this game. It's 4-3 Columbus, and the captain of the Jackets gets it done.
Sharks head coach David Quinn says there are a couple of things they want to take from the Pittsburgh and Philadelphia games on the positive side, but there's something they need to remember about that Columbus game, too.
Well, not give Johnny Gaudreau four breakaways, that certainly isn't going to be a recipe for success. But, you know, I thought the other night we weren't really on our toes defensively. I thought that we were late to places and to our battles, and there was some extended shifts in our own end that we could have shortened if we were on our toes a little bit more. But, you know, maybe that had something to do with the five defensemen. But I think tonight we'll see a better effort defensively, but keep building off the things that I thought we did offensively.
With Jacob McDonald out with an illness, the Sharks were down to only five defensemen in the entire game against the Penguins. It's an odd configuration, coaching a team with 13 forwards and five defensemen. David Quinn talked about how he and his staff handled it and how his players handled it.
Not easy, but I got to give our guys a ton of credit. They battled through it, and I thought our D managed a tough situation. And as I alluded to after the game, you know, three wristers from the blue line that find their way in. Maybe one or two we could have done something about. Sometimes, you know, they make a good play. But I just like the way we started the game, and we kind of fended off their 10-minute surge there in the second period. And, you know, did a good job after that. I mean, they only had three scoring chances in the third period, and they scored on two of them. So, you know, unfortunate, but, you know, we've got to finish the job. And I thought we were ready to play in the third period, but, you know, those goals happened quick.
Winger Thomas Bortolo talked about how he saw the defensemen handling that challenge.
They did good. I mean, before the game, we were expecting them to be real tired after that game. So I was just happy for them to pull through. We're trying to give them all the help we could, but it's hard either way.
And from the defenseman's point of view, Kalen Addison checked in.
Yeah, it was different. I think keeps you really mentally engaged. The different pairs and kind of jumping at unexpected times and stuff like that. So I think it's good though. It's good for your conditioning. Good to get used to playing a little more tired, making plays when you're a little more tired. And I think we kept a good pace all game.
Yes, the Sharks did a lot in surviving with only five defensemen on the ice. And I wondered, was Jacob McDonald, as sick as he was, still feeling a little guilty because he couldn't play?
Absolutely. I think Burr texted me at one point during the afternoon, like, hey, are you feeling any better? Like, I was like, no, buddy, and I'm sorry in advance. Like, you guys are going to have 5D tonight. Like, there's no way. So, of course, I felt bad, and I thought as a group of five, they did really well.
That wasn't the only thing the players were talking about when discussing the Pittsburgh Penguins game in terms of inspiration, however. They were also talking about how Mikael Granlund was able to come back after it looked like his season might have even been over after a collision in the second. 3-2 the score. Pittsburgh leading. Go-ahead goal by Malkin is 19th from O'Connor. Here come the Pens into the zone. Led there by Bunting. Throws it behind the net, intended for Crosby. That's corralled by Granlund, and defensively, he gets bodied up hard by Brian Rust, but he poked the puck behind the goal line. Granlund shaken up on the play after that Rust check. Granlund really upset right now as the Sharks move in and get the shot away from Barabanov. Granlund is still falling down. He's grabbing his knee, and this is not good as Ray Tufts is coming off the ice. Granlund has been the Sharks' inspirational leader all season and tonight against the Penguins, and right now he is crumpled in pain to the right side of the Sharks' goal.
Oh, geez. Oh, man, I'm looking at that play again. This is a terrible one. Oh, man, his leg gets caught underneath as Rust gets him get tangled up on the body check. And his ankle, I think, Dan, went one way. His body went the other. It's either a high ankle sprain or it's something much worse.
He grabbed his right knee.
Yeah, this is just terrible. And Mikael Granlund, this is just an inspirational guy that's been here all season long, having a terrific season. You could see him slam his glove and his hand down on the ice as he's now being helped off the ice from Luke Cunnan and Ray Tufts as he cannot put any weight on his right leg.
When players react that way, punching the ice or doing something, throwing a stick, it's obvious that they know what the injury is.
Yeah, you know, it's serious, right? They know that something happened that's not normal. Body moved in a way that's not normal, and this is just really hard to watch. Granlund barely getting off the ice here.
Oh boy, and it happens in Pittsburgh. He was so inspired, had that breakaway in the first period, somehow it didn't go into the net. His former Penguins teammates trying to be encouraging too, as the Sharks Luke Cunnan and trainer Ray Tufts helping him off the ice. Brett, it was his right knee, I think,
right ankle and right knee. I have a hard time watching replays like that, Dan. It really hurts to even watch it for me, just knowing that the recovery on some of these injuries that you're going to have as an athlete.
The players on the Sharks bench were pretty surprised to see Granlund return. Here's Thomas Bortolo.
I didn't know if he was going to skate again this year when I saw what happened and then came back, and I was just kind of shocked. I was just like, what is he doing here? Is he okay? Like, is he just playing through it, but it's something bad? But I don't know. I guess he was fine. So, yeah, he's a warrior. I mean, he's a real hockey player, and we love him. So seeing him get back was awesome. I was really scared for him, and you know, you don't wish that upon anyone. So it was a good feeling seeing him back.
Kalen Addison said it was really something else to see Granlund come back, but that was all he wanted to see.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty gross. I won't watch anything like that. I don't like that stuff, but. Obviously, when a guy like that comes back, and you know, it gives our team a huge spark, and obviously he's extremely important for our team on both sides of the puck. So when he comes back, I think it gives us a little jolt of energy for sure.
For Granlund's part, he thought his season might have been over when he went down after that collision.
Yeah, honestly, at that point, I did too. I got really lucky there. As a hockey player, that's one of the scariest things that can happen, you know. So thank God I got lucky. Nothing bad happened, and I was able to finish the game.
But then Granlund came right back to the ice and immediately set up Alexander Barabanov for what looked like a goal. Unfortunately for the Sharks, that goal was disallowed.
Yeah, I mean, it felt all right. So, just go out there, back out there, and try to do best you can. So, I mean, that's hockey. Something like that happens every once in a while. And like I said, I got really lucky. Nothing worse happened.
So how do the Sharks get from being close against Philadelphia and Pittsburgh to actually winning against Columbus? Thomas Bortolo gave us some goals for the night.
Yeah, just be more aggressive defensively, you know, be more, have more jump on the puck, you know, kind of not react, but being proactive, not reactive. So, just being more of that and, you know, stick on pucks and just trying to force them to turnovers and, yeah, just bring offense from there.
Mikael Granlund told us exactly where he thinks his team needs to do a little bit better tonight against the Blue Jackets.
I think we can be a little bit better defensively. I think there was a lot of good things, actually, the other game. We were playing fast in the neutral zone. We were creating some chances. Obviously, defensively, we can tighten some things up. We need to be better. And we just keep going, and we're going to find a way to win a hockey game.
Jacob McDonald is feeling better, and he's back in action tonight. Six Sharks D dressing, with goaltender Magnus Crona getting the start in goal. And here's how Jacob sees tonight's game.
I think last game, looking at it, a couple of those goals are point shots, and tightening up defensively a little bit and making sure that our goalies can see those pucks is a game changer, and it could have helped us last game, so hopefully we'll tonight.
Join us for all of the exciting coverage of the Sharks and the Columbus Blue Jackets right here on the Sharks Audio Network, beginning at 3:30 Pacific Time with our Sharks warm-up pregame show. I'm Dan Rusinowski. Thanks a lot for joining us for today's Teal Report.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.